This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. There's a lot to talk about here tonight. But let's go back in time to a time where things were very, very different. 14, 15, 20 years ago, somewhere in that range. Remember Guantanamo Bay?
Yeah, it's been a little while since we've talked about Gitmo.
Well, you know what? It's still there.
I remember Barack Obama said he was going to shut it down.
I guess he just, you know, forgot about that promise.
I think it's really important to point out everything that Trump was wrong about, but we've got to forget everything the Democrats have been wrong about.
Yeah, now, the mainstream media, for whatever reason, didn't really talk about Guantanamo Bay during the Trump administration. I mean, you would think
they didn't talk about it during Barack Obama's administration that much either.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, when you can believe that if Trump had promised to close Guantanamo, that there would have been story after story after story about how he had failed to do it, because the media...
No. They would have opposed it. Because remember when Trump was doing things like withdrawing troops from Afghanistan,
yeah, sure,
the left-wing warmongers and the media were just, they were freaking out. Oh, my God, if Trump removes troops from Afghanistan, it is going to unbalance the world powers. It will lead more terrorism into Afghanistan. These claims.
So did Obama promise to close Gitmo before he was elected?
Yes.
Yes, he did. Mm. Now, was it in the 2008? Yeah, it was 2008, right?
When he right, 2008. 2008, and he basically by 2012 he had more or less abandoned it. What he didn't come out and say was, and this would have been acceptable, is that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize because it's really not possible to shut down Gitmo.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe it because you don't care what the consequences are to any given action. But it is not possible to shut down Gitmo.
Why?
They
created it. They can close it.
They had all these... Would you agree that there are bad guys there?
I don't know. Have they been tried?
No.
Then no.
In many cases, no.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Why haven't they been tried?
Well, that's a good question. They weren't arrested in the United States, I think, almost all of them, right? They were just picked up in various different spots in the Middle East and elsewhere and just taken there.
Well, yeah. So either all of them were innocent... All of them were guilty, or it was some mix of the two. And,
it seems unlikely that all of them were guilty. Probably
agreed.
More likely that there's a mix of them, but it could be that all of them were innocent. We don't know.
It's possible.
They weren't put on trial. And the whole idea behind the, you know, the Bill of Rights is that it's supposed to apply to all people.
Sure. And the thing is that you can't really... So let's say that after the old war happens and whatever, it's pretty much shut down by Obama's time, right? And he goes ahead and releases them all. And then some of them, let's presume we'll call them the bad ones, go out and do bad things again. Then Obama's going to get carry all the blame for having released them.
Why couldn't the bad ones go, why couldn't everyone just go into a regular prison, get sentences, and then
and go
close?
To trial?
Because they don't really have evidence in so much as they were caught in other countries by the military.
No evidence,
then why don't they send them back to the other countries they're from?
They should be
cut loose.
Why
do we need to deal with them?
Right.
Well, then we would do a story on when the CIA got Poland to hold some of them and that sort of thing. So we did that, right? So, secret...
I didn't do it.
Secret police, the United States did that. Secret police did things like, hey, hold on to these people and don't let them out. Here's some money. And so that was done, too. Gitmo was just the U.S. version of that. So, I'm saying...
You're not persuasive.
Well... I'm not trying to be persuasive to you.
Okay.
You wouldn't be persuaded anyway.
Right. Because I believe innocent until proven guilty means something.
If releasing everybody from Gitmo caused the United States, Washington, D.C. power structure to collapse, you would do it in an instant.
But you know that wouldn't be the case.
No, it wouldn't. But it would bring, bad press upon the people who did it, and they don't want that.
I understand that politicians are a bunch of cowards. Is that what you're saying? The reason why he didn't do it is because he's a coward? Well, of course.
All politicians are cowards. That, but, I mean, you know, there were bad people there. Some of them were bad.
Yeah, they're running the place. The bad people are running the place.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the United States thinks they're bad, I don't really know what ground to, measure that on.
There's plenty of instances where bad people are, you know, labeled by all kinds of governments. So, you know, I don't know what to say is that if you have a government, right? Like if there's a society, let's presume we have a private society.
Mm.
Okay? One exists right now. Two exist right now in Honduras.
Okay. Are they going around dropping bombs on the Middle East?
Nope.
Okay, then they won't have a problem.
They don't care to do that. But yeah. They are going to have people who commit crimes inside of their thing, and they are responsible for incarcerating them.
Mm.
So what are you going to do?
Or making them leave.
What's that?
Or making them leave.
I can tell you what, Honduras doesn't want you to let them leave. If they commit a crime, you're responsible.
Mm.
Like, you become responsible when you create a society. So that's the way it is.
Yeah. Why would I be responsible for something someone else did because I lived in the same landmass as them?
If you are running a country, right? Like, if you've decided, I am going to, create a private...
He's talking about his ZA idea, the idea of a economic zone in which some company is in charge of this land, and they've come to some sort of an agreement with the Honduran government in order to do this, and part of that agreement is that they have to do some sort of law enforcement.
They do have to do some sort of law enforcement in order to create these. And the thing is that while Free Talk Live has made its bread and butter complaining about how the government operates, one of the critiques of us have been over time is that we don't have alternate solutions. And when my step one in U.S. foreign policy should be stop dropping $10 million bombs on $10.
Your problem solved. If
However,
you don't invade,
it's not solved though.
It
you
pretty
know
much
that,
solves
right?
it. I mean, you don't see terrorists attacking the countries that don't invade the Middle East. It doesn't happen.
I suspect that you will find some bad people still.
And in those places? Sure. Of course, there's crazies everywhere. A lot of them are in government.
And you could turn over the bad guys to those other countries, and I think that would be an interesting solution. Say, hey, we're out of this business. We're not doing it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But consider that the United States' position in the world is based on its control of the U.S. dollar, which is based on trade of oil.
So you've given
the U.S. dollar.
You've given us excuses as to why the politicians don't think they can shut down Guantanamo. Would you shut it down?
I don't see any particular reason for Guantanamo. I would shut it down.
So you would shut it down?
Yes.
So we're on the same page.
Do they torture people there still?
That's what this story is all about. So you have to go over to the UK, in this case, the Daily Star, to get actually, you know, any reporting on Guantanamo Bay. They interviewed a man believed to be their most tortured prisoner. Now, of course, there's still people there, so you're not getting to interview them. So of the ones who have been released, he's their most tortured prisoner, and he's spoken out about his 14 years of abuse that he suffered within its walls. Mohamedo Olud Salahi spent a decade and a half in the world's most notorious detention center, shackled in a 6-by-8-foot cell, when he wasn't being subjected to elaborate methods of physical and mental punishment. That's despite the fact that he was never charged with a crime. As a young man, he moved from Mauritania to study in Germany, where he fell in with a group of Muslims who convinced him to join the Mujahideen fighting in Afghanistan. He lasted only 2 months in Afghanistan before going back to Germany to finish his degree. But over the years, he maintained unwitting connections with jihadists, including his cousin, who was Osama bin Laden's spiritual advisor. After the September 11th attacks in 2001, Mr. Sahil was living in Mauritania when he received a summons from the nation's spy chief, was flown to Jordan, and was then kept in a secret prison for 6 months. Then it was on to Bagram, Afghanistan, where he was interrogated by U.S. soldiers, demanding that he tell them where Osama bin Laden was located. His protestations that he had never met bin Laden fell on deaf ears, and he was then tied to 33 other men and loaded onto a plane to Cuba, and sent to Guantanamo Bay. We'll then tell you the rest of the story coming up here in moments about his stay, 14 years of his life with no charges in this place.
I'd sell Guantanamo Bay to a hotel corporate, like an international hotel conglomerate, so they could have a resort there.
603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian,
Bonnie,
and Mark.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You can go there and get started. Right there at the top of the page, click Get Started. If you're brand new to cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, you'll get the basics there. They've got a series of videos. The top one, I think it's all 3 minutes long. You can watch that one. And you'll get some basic concepts down. There are others there if you feel like spending a little bit more time on it. And this is something that's worth spending a little bit of time on because, well, it's not going away. Cryptocurrency is likely with us for the rest of our lives, I would guess. It seems to be, becoming more firmly ensconced in society and in business. You really ought to take some time to learn about it. And Bitcoin.com can help you with that. If you're not new, you can go to news.bitcoin.com, get the latest headlines from the world of cryptocurrency there at news.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, do you think we've gotten past the digital Beanie Baby insult about cryptocurrencies or what?
Every time I get on Twitter to look at like what's trending in the news on there, to look for like show prep, there's always a story about cryptocurrency. It's so mainstream.
It's getting there. I mean, there's still, what did I see? There was somebody on Twitter who posted like a survey result. I don't know who it was that did the survey, but whether it was scientific or not, I don't know. But anyway, the survey was asked of whatever group of Americans, what are you going to purchase Bitcoin or something? Are you going to invest in Bitcoin? And 86% of them said no. And 14% said yes. So what he was suggesting was that we're still at the beginning of this thing.
Right. So there's something called an S-curve and an inflection point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if you look at the adoption curve of, I don't know, just about everything that we use now ubiquitously, I don't care if it's automobiles or whether it's, the Internet, YouTube, whatever it is, you can look at. So this is how they generally look. There's an S curve where for the first X number of years, the same number applies X, right? So if it's 10 years for the adoption rate to get to 10%, that's the inflection point.
Okay.
If it takes 10 years for the adoption rate to get to 10%, maybe I shouldn't have used 10 because now I'm using 10 twice, but whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's 10 years. Then it will be 10 years for the full adoption to occur, and then 10 more years for the adoption to reach near 100.
Okay, so where are we at now with Bitcoin?
10 years, and the you just heard it. You just said it yourself. How many people were going to buy Bitcoin?
14%.
The inflection point is 10.
Mm-hmm.
So
we're in the next 10-year phase, right, is what you're saying.
Right. So we're going. It's going to dramatically increase, according to this.
If this means anything when it comes to Bitcoin.
Right. Every chart means something until it doesn't mean something. But there are a lot of things where you can look at the inflection point S curves and these sorts of things and say, these are the technologies that were adopted. Whether, and I don't mean tech as in technologies. I mean rubber tires. Who knows? We can
remember,
stagecoaches didn't have rubber tires, generally.
We can come back to Bitcoin here in just a bit, because we actually do have some stories about that. The, not Federal Reserve, but Treasury Chairperson nominee Janet Yellen is calling Bitcoin extremely inefficient. Is she right about that? We'll get into it coming up here. But first, back to the story about Guantanamo Bay. We're referring to a man who spent 14 years of his life there. He is now out. And we're just kind of giving a brief recap of what happened to him, thanks to the dailystar.co.uk. They have the story. I don't know if you're going to see this in American media. But anyway, they're talking about how he fell in with the wrong crowd. He went to college, was studying in Germany. I don't know if it was college, but he was studying in Germany, fell in with a group of Muslims. They convinced him to join the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. He gave up after 2 months, went back to finish his degree. And then was called up by summoned in some way by the spy chief of Mauritania, where he was living in 2001. Was then flown to Jordan, kept in a secret prison for 6 months, sent to Bagram, Afghanistan, interrogated by U.S. soldiers, asked where bin Laden was. He said he'd never met him, and so they took him to Guantanamo Bay. Once there, he was interrogated and shown pictures of the 9/11 masterminds, who had stayed one night at his apartment in 1999. This was enough to convince officers of his guilt, and the U.S. military took charge of his imprisonment. That's where the real torture began, he told the Times. He endured 24-hour interrogation sessions, in between which he was locked in a pitch-black cell kept icy cold. He was alternatively starved and then force-fed when he told guards that he suffered sciatic nerve pain. They kept him in stress positions to make the pain worse. He says he was also sexually abused by female guards, which he says was painful and humiliating and left him permanently scarred. But the worst moment came when he claimed the guards showed him a forged letter that said his mother was in U.S. custody and was told they planned to rape her. He said that three masked guys came in with a snarling German shepherd and started beating me really heavily. They blindfolded me. I couldn't breathe and later found out I had broken ribs. They took me on a boat and started forcing my head into the sea to swallow seawater. Then they gave me to another team of two, who kept beating me, then poured ice cubes between my clothes, then beat me again, then more ice. This went on for maybe 7 or 8 hours.
Wow.
After this particularly excruciating session, Mr. Sahil decided to confess to a crime that he claims he hadn't really committed to make the abuse stop, claiming that he had planned to blow up Toronto's CN Tower. From then, his treatment improved. He was given a pillow, painkillers, and a letter from his mother.
Well, I mean, I guess in some ways, if you're responsible for incarcerating somebody that will not confess to anything, then you're probably going to be beginning to wonder, maybe he didn't do anything, and maybe we're holding an innocent man and doing terrible things to him. If he then confesses to something, then you're like, well, at least we're doing a good thing. We've got to take care of our prisoner. That's our job now.
He was still in prison without hope of freedom until two lawyers met with him in 2005 and were horrified by his situation. 5 years later, in 2010, a judge ruled he must be released, but the U.S. government appealed to keep him locked up. It wasn't until 2016, after a book about his ordeal became a bestseller, that Mr. Sahil was allowed to walk free after 14 years. He's still haunted by flashbacks, and bizarrely finds it comforting to listen to the rap songs that were pumped into his cell at full volume to prevent him from sleeping. He's now living back in Mauritania. He wants to join his wife and son in Germany, but he's been denied multiple visas, including by the U.K. So there's your little Guantanamo Bay update, just to remind you that this place is still in action. There are still people, and I don't know how many of them they have down there. Do they publish that information? How many prisoners they have in Guantanamo Bay? How many of them have actually seen the inside of a courtroom at any point in the however many years they've been holding them there? Do they still add people to it, by the way? Is it,
I wouldn't think so.
Add a few every year, add a few dozen, or how many are they letting out? How many are they adding in? We just don't hear anything about it.
What kind of person do you have to be the person who that's your job, to torture someone?
Great question. You got to be a real sicko. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, loneliness hitting young adults especially hard, according to The Wall Street Journal. Your calls and thoughts welcome. You can bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of New York is denying his former aide's claims about sexual harassment. Andrew Cuomo's statement references flight manifest data and quotes several officials. He maintains that he never suggested any inappropriate card games with former special advisor Lindsey Boylan. President Biden is touting a new executive order aimed at securing critical supply chains.
The American people should never face shortages in the goods and services they rely on, whether that's their car, or the prescription medicines, or the food at the local grocery store. And remember, the shortages in PPE during the pandemic, that meant we didn't have masks. We didn't have gowns or gloves to protect our frontline healthcare workers.
The president calling it an issue of economic and national security. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Los Angeles authorities say the stretch of road where Tiger Woods lost control of his SUV has a high frequency of accidents. Several neighbors telling NBC4 the winding steep section of Hawthorne Boulevard in Rancho Palos Verdes is dangerous, especially if drivers aren't riding the brakes on the way down. LAPD saying Woods wearing his seatbelt saved his life. Former President Trump awarded Woods a Presidential Medal of Freedom back in 2019, Trump telling Fox News.
He won the Masters, and he won the Masters with a bad back, which tells you the level of talent is incredible. And he's been working on that, and then he has this happen. It's just tragic. He's overcome a lot, and but, you know, he's had an incredible life, and he's going to continue to have an incredible life, but now he'll recover from this.
Wall Street setting another record at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 425 points to close at 31,962. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Telegram, you can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. From one jail story to another, Christopher Cantwell found guilty. This was last year of so-called interstate threats and extortion. And now
he did call family services on this, fellow white supremacist of his to get compliance and behavior that he was looking for.
No doubt. I'm not defending what it was that Chris Cantwell did, but I will say that I don't think he should have gone to prison for it. I certainly don't think he should have spent 41 months, which is what the sentence was today in federal court.
I don't mind the 12 months he got for calling CPS on people's kids.
That wasn't what the charge was for, I don't think.
That's not the extortion?
No, I don't think so. He was trying
to get behavior out of somebody and using law enforcement to get it. I mean, he basically swatted this dude.
I mean, not exactly, but
I'm not looking for long sentences because I don't think that they're. I think that America has gone crazy with long sentences, and there's no particular point in it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the functional difference, really, ladies and gentlemen, between a person doing 12 months in prison and doing, what was the number?
41.
41 months in prison. So if he does, he has to do 85% of that in the federal system. So we'll call it 3 years.
He's already spent a year.
Right, so he's got a year additional. What's the difference?
Two more.
Really? What is the difference in him doing two more years I mean, he's already been locked up. Whatever he's going to
learn. Well, now he's going to real prison. That's one difference, instead of he's going to just be in the jail.
I'm asking, the average person doesn't know the difference between jail and prison.
That's true.
And what do they think is going to happen? Frankly, jail is worse than prison.
That's what I've
opinion.
Heard. Now, we don't know if he's going to be in Supermax or if he's going to be in minimum security.
Doesn't seem likely with a 41-month sentence.
But he's got a violent history. Now, when I was at his bail hearing, and even though we know Chris Cantwell not to be a particularly violent person, he was at the Charlottesville situation,
yep.
And there was a fight that happened there, and he was involved in that fight.
They dropped charges, correct?
No, he took a guilty plea to a reduced charge of misdemeanor simple assault, I believe it was, in that case.
Wasn't it for pepper spraying someone?
It was, and he says it was for a defensive pepper spraying of someone, but that doesn't matter because he took a guilty plea, and so he has an assault charge on his record, and that's all that mattered in the bail sentencing here, or the bail hearing, to this judge, was because he had an assault charge, therefore he's a dangerous threat to the community and could not possibly be allowed out on bail this entire time.
Well, okay, so in the last segment, we were talking about Obama covering his butt,
mm-hmm.
because so basically, to cover his butt, there's no way he could shut down Gitmo. And I will say with this judge, the judge can't let America's most famous white supremacist walk free on bond as though he's not dangerous. And it wouldn't have mattered whether it was assault or just the charge of assault or whatever. That judge would have found something to say, no.
You're probably right about that. But my point is, he was being made out to be this menace to society when everybody that knows him knows that's not the case.
Pathetic. And
he's a man
crazy.
Who sits at home in his house and plays video games and gets high. I mean, that's basically what he does. And he wasn't a threat to anybody, even though he was very nasty to another white supremacist on the Telegram app in a series of conversations that is the reason why he is going to prison. Now, ultimately, he's the reason why he's going to prison. And that's because he joined this insane community of these white supremacist people. He became a Nazi. He became a racist. And he fell in with this group of very ugly people, who many of whom were even worse, in my opinion, than Chris Cantwell. And he had a fight with those people on the internet, as Chris Cantwell is wont to do. I mean, if you knew Chris Cantwell before his Nazi days,
he liked a good flame war.
Yeah, you knew he had a tendency to say some mean stuff to people online. And I don't think saying mean stuff to people online should be illegal. Now, unfortunately, that ultimately was the basis of this particular case. And now, your point about him calling the CPS on this guy, you're right. That does cross a line beyond just saying mean things on the internet. Had he not believed in the state, had he not changed from being a libertarian into a Nazi statist, he likely would still be sitting here in the studio with us doing Free Talk Live.
Right. Had he not believed in the state, he wouldn't have got some state.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he got.
Yeah. He used the state, and then the state was used against him.
And
by the way, don't forget the other part of the story, and the reason why he ended up getting convicted, or even really charged, is because he admitted to the FBI. The very same FBI agent who tried to put our co-host Nobody behind bars for selling weed here in Keene and tried to have him flip on the activists here and wear a wire into the Keene Activist Center, the very same Phil Christiana, Chris Cantwell contacted this man, and he reached out to him about what some of the white supremacists were doing, and he talked to the cops. And in the process of talking to the cops, which, you know, if you've been involved with libertarian cop block outreach for any amount of time, you know, is generally a bad plan. In the process of talking to the cops, he admitted to them that he was indeed the person behind those Telegram messages. So if he hadn't told the cops that he was the person behind those Telegram messages, then it could have been anybody who was naming themselves Chris Cantwell and having a feud on the internet with these people, presuming he hadn't called CPS. Obviously, there's probably some phone records involved in that. But they wouldn't have been able to link those Telegram messages to him, because Telegram, interestingly, I was at the bail condition hearing. The bail condition hearing was more than a year ago, So they hadn't done the crazy, like, COVID crackdown, I could go into the court without wearing a mask kind of thing.
Okay.
So I was able to observe the entire bail hearing over a period of 2 days. And they called up an agent who was, he wasn't an FBI agent. He worked with the Manchester police, but he was like their liaison to the FBI. So he worked side by side with the FBI. And so they had this guy on the stand and were asking him questions. And one of those questions was about Telegram. And they also asked him about Bitcoin, which he barely had a grasp on. But the
Cantwell was getting donations in Bitcoin, right?
Yeah. Regarding Telegram, though, the agent said that they could not subpoena Telegram for any information about the user. They could not get IP address information, for instance. Telegram probably has that information, but they couldn't get it from Telegram because Telegram, interestingly, does not have server locations based in the United States.
But it didn't matter. He gave it to them.
Well, right. Cantwell just gave up well, all the information.
The
they
dirty
needed.
Little secret of the criminal justice system in the United States is that it's all about getting you to snitch on yourself and your next closest two friends, and that's it. Like that's how it works. The whole shebang.
Right. So the point being, if he had kept his mouth closed. In so many ways, right? Like, ultimately, it was his big mouth that led to this whole situation. But if he'd not talked to the cops, he probably would never have been charged, likely. He certainly would have had a much lesser likelihood of being convicted if he were charged, because they wouldn't have been able to, you know, connect him to very much. If he hadn't have opened his mouth and, you know, actually went to the government, when, in the case of the CPS, they wouldn't have had that to hold over his head. If he hadn't opened his mouth and cared about what his haters thought... Because ultimately, that's what got him in trouble. Not all these things sort of combined together is what got him in trouble. The fact that there were these group of nasty people called the Bull Patrol, arguably even worse racists than Chris. Chris was pretty bad. Had he not cared so much about like coming after them and trying to track them down and trying to learn who their real identities were and make their lives a living hell, because the Bull Patrol was trying to make Cantwell's life difficult.
Right. I mean, you know, these are irascible people, jerks of the highest order.
Yeah.
They're a-holes, and
they've got nothing but time.
Right. Is all they do is, you know, they just argue amongst themselves most of the time. They're not actually achieving anything that they talk about.
No.
They're not making the world safe for the white race or whatever rambling nonsense.
They're not going on shooting sprees like they're...
they're just fighting with each other.
Yeah. So had he just...
And I will thank Cantwell for that. Thank you for the insight into what a bunch of idiots these are.
Yeah, and they will likely continue to fight amongst themselves, even without Cantwell around. But had he just ignored them, had he just gone about doing his thing and focused on whatever he was doing, none of this stuff would have happened to him. So don't let your haters...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about Chris Cantwell being sentenced to 41 months behind bars for basically having a fight with another Nazi on the internet. I don't think that the sentence is appropriate. I don't think that the charges were necessary. I say let the Nazis fight with each other. Basically, the FBI intervened in a fight between Nazis and they stopped it.
Well, the FBI wanted to get Cantwell. And, you know, he was the, at that point, he was America's most wanted, not in the criminal sense, but sort of the social sense, in Charlottesville. People hated that dude because Cantwell's articulate. That's the reason. He's able to, you know, they did that, was it Vice that followed him around for a couple of days and then did this long bit on him? And, you know, he's articulate. And, yeah, people hated him for it. They don't want somebody who can make this look as good as he was making it look.
Wait, what was he making look good?
He can make his arguments in, you know, against whatever racial mixing and whatever, Jews, and I don't know even what. No,
you
what.
Think that's why the FBI wanted to do something about Chris Cantwell? Because he was articulate?
When he was on Tranny versus Nazi, he didn't make any sense.
Right. Well, he didn't. This is the problem with the press. Okay. So the press doesn't. You hire somebody out of college, right? And they don't know anything about the issues at all. So they go and they do an interview. An interview is considered news. But if you ask, like, they don't even have hard questions. I mean, you know, what's the press going to ask somebody that's difficult? They don't know enough about the subject. So when Aria sits here, who also is articulate and has a different opinion than Cantwell has, didn't come to the same conclusions Cantwell did. I know why Cantwell did what he did. He sat Ian and I down and told us he was going to do it. He took us to the pub restaurant, and he paid for our lunch. Isn't that right?
I don't know. I remember going there, but I don't remember who paid for it.
He said, hey, let's be super duper controversial because my two favorite radio stars what were their names, the ones down in Connecticut that got taken off the regular radio? One of them called
Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony. Opie and Anthony they're controversial. So let's be controversial. Who cares if we lose a bunch of stations? Now, our goal up to that point had always been to get radio stations, and we certainly weren't going to let some loony broadcasting out of his basement convince us to do otherwise. It just seemed like a really bad idea. But he was going to do it. And, ladies and gentlemen, he was successful for a period of time. He got a lot more donations from bigots than he did from libertarians.
That's true.
He used to run a show called Questioning Authority or something like that.
No, that's Vincent's show.
Well, help me out. What's the name of it? What was the name of his previous show? That show was, it was a libertarian show, and he...
Oh, some garbage podcast.
Garbage podcast, yes. He did a podcast, and he, did libertarian stuff. He called himself an anarchist... atheist a-hole. Mm-hmm. Right? So he used these three terms. They're A's. You could do A and
with alliterative.
A little three above it, even though that's not how math works. Whatever. So he was that. And then he's like, I wonder if I could get a lot of money out of these bigots. And I'm a little bit of a bigot, so off we go to bigot land. Mm-hmm. That's how he did this, and that's why he did this. And
that's right. He told me one time.
I told him that he was going to get himself in trouble. And he did.
He had told me at one time that the more people that hate him, the more money he makes. That was his philosophy on life, basically. And as you pointed out, Mark, for a short time, it appeared to be true. And then he went too far, and things got out of control, and now he's in prison. And I hope that... I only want the best for Chris. I want him to come back to some sort of sanity and leave behind racism. I don't know if that's going to happen while he's in prison.
Can you help me with this? Because I've been trying to show in this, this little bit what we're doing here, that you have taken seriously your oath as a minister of peace, especially when it comes to Cantwell. Mm. He's your little project. Now, I don't think he's worth your trouble, but... my opinion doesn't matter here because you're trying to do this for all the right reasons. I've tried over time to figure out why you would, whatever the reason is for over a course of years, why you would be dealing with Cantwell, why you have, your favorite little Nazi that you're trying to convert. And the best I can tell is you're doing it for all the right reasons. You're trying to convert him back to what you consider to be righteous thinking. Mm. And... I applaud it, but I mean, he's just such an awful person.
Yeah, no, I understand why people are feel the way that you do, and there's no doubt that he behaves in a very awful fashion towards other people, and I don't blame people for being very selective with who they spend their time on. And,
right, you only have a certain amount of time on Earth.
And, I don't blame people for that. I've never been one of those people who shuts somebody out just because they make some mistakes or, they are... rude or whatever. I mean, you do only have so much time, and I can't spend this amount of time on everybody, but Cantwell and I already had a friendship, and so I'm not going to just tell somebody that, you've changed, screw you, I don't want to, see you doing better in life or anything like that. So I wasn't going to just leave him at the side of the road.
Well, I can sit back here and hope that Cantwell does better. I don't have to, when I see him the once every 3 years that I was seeing him over the course of the last 6 years, I'd say, hey, Chris, everything okay? Good.
Yeah.
And walk away.
Mm-hmm.
I can hope, wish him well, but you're doing much more than that. You're showing him that there's love out there, that he can receive love.
Yeah.
And that's possible for him, because I don't think he believes it.
No, and if everybody gave up on him, then, who knows where he would end up. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's been good, maybe it hasn't, maybe it has had no effect whatsoever, but I don't feel like...
I don't think that's true from what I've seen and heard.
Yeah.
I think it has had an effect.
So, here's...
I wouldn't do it.
Oh, well,
too much work.
Most people wouldn't. So back to there is a story here. Informant.news has a piece written by Hillary Sargent, who was the one of Cantwell's online targets. She was a lefty, I would say, you know, maybe newsy reporter person or journalist or whatever, who he targeted at some point. I forget what the ostensible reason for that was, but he caught her interest real big after that, and so she's been following his case quite closely. She was there at the sentencing hearing this morning, and she wrote up a piece about it. We'll share that with you coming up here in a moment, but first, Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave Ridley.
Hey guys, hey. as we've discussed earlier, I guess about 30 Free Staters, libertarian activists who moved to New Hampshire, were elected to the state house this session, and one
a
of the
record
newly elected
number
state reps,
record number of them.
Yeah. One of the newly elected Free Staters, I think she's a Free Stater, is Leah Cushman, who we talked about last night, and there's more news about her.
Oh,
is it kooky?
Not really.
Okay. Because the last thing we talked about last night was is that she's trying to pass a bill to get fluoride taken out of the water, which is like...
No, it's not.
A lot of people have serious concerns about fluoride in the water.
Well, good news.
There's no reason for it.
That much I'll go for. There's no fluoride in the water here in Keene, New Hampshire. And from what I can tell, there's no difference between Keene, New Hampshire and other cities that have fluoride in the water.
That's not what the dental assistants say around here.
What, that...
Well, she is. She's not kooky. She's in the medical industry. She's a medical professional. But anyway, she's in a feud right now, I guess, with another politician in Ware, New Hampshire, where she lives.
Mm.
And it's the school district moderator, and he is upset at her because when she emails him, or she emails pretty much anybody, she's been signing her emails, Rep. Cushman.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
So there's this saying, you know, by their grievances shall ye know them, right? Like, oh, please don't call yourself. If you call yourself Rep. Cushman, I'll light on fire. Don't do it again.
Well, what's the objection?
I don't know. I don't know why he's objecting to that. But I do know that she wants him. One of the things that she's been questioning him about, she's trying to. She's questioning his authority. To delay either the school district deliberative session or the broadcasting of the deliberative session. And he's upset that she's questioning him on that, apparently.
Okay.
It seems really minor.
Yes, it really does. But that's the thing. You don't really have to do something major to set the government off, right? And then once you set them off, well, now you've created a buzz and interest, you know, but now the public can get interested in what you're doing and what you stand for.
Well, it's not the government. It's just a bunch of power-hungry petty tyrants.
Dave, I don't know if you have more. If you do, you can hang on. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. And, you know, there's definitely a lot that those state reps are doing and that are a lot more important in the state house. There's more.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.